Good morning and welcome to another Walking with Jesus through the Word, one chapter per day, brought to you by Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. I am Pastor Jason Van Bemmel. It is good to be with you for day 25 days in to our journey through the Word of God, one chapter at a time. And it brings us back to the book of Psalms. So this reading plan, if you want the reading plan, by the way, we'd be happy to email it to you if you want to get the whole overview. Just email foresthillpca@gmail.com and we'll send you the reading plan. If you want a journal notebook, if you want a notebook that has the plan on the inside, you can also email us and request the journal notebook. We'd be happy to send that to you. If you have any questions about any of the teachings or anything, we'd be happy to answer your questions as well. So we're looking for your feedback. We're really enjoying this journey through, and we hope that you are as well. So we come today to three psalms. We say walking with Jesus through the Word one chapter at a time, but when we get to the Psalms, sometimes the reading plan has us doing more than one psalm at once, particularly if they're shorter or they go together. If you want to dig deeper into these psalms, I've done all of the psalms as devotional studies that were about 20 minutes long each for each psalm, and you can find those on our YouTube channel, on our Facebook page, on Sermon Audio. If you want to know exactly where to find them, you can't find them, you can email us and I'll be happy to send them to you. So those would be digging deeper. What am I trying to say? If you want to go deeper in the Psalms, whatever I'm trying to say, just email me or find the videos on YouTube or Facebook or Sermon Audio, and we'd be happy to help you go deeper in the Psalms. But for today, we're going to be in Psalms 3, 4, and 5. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, please help us as we go into your Word. May we be attentive to your voice through your Word. May your Spirit write this Word on our hearts. Convict us, Father, where we need to be convicted. Encourage us and strengthen us where we are weak. Show us how to walk after you in faith. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Psalm 3, 4, and 5. We'll look at these one at a time. Psalm 3, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom his son. O Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no salvation for him in God. Selah. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head. I cried aloud to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill. Selah. I lay down and slept. I woke again, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of many thousands of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you strike all my enemies on the cheek. You break the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be on your people. Selah. That's Psalm 3. So again, David writes this psalm when he's fleeing from Absalom, his son, and that's what the title says, and those titles are in the original manuscript, so we can take them as being true and reliable. And you can imagine, if you know this story, if you don't know it, you can go to 2 Samuel and look for it and read it. Absalom led a rebellion that had the vast majority of Israel against David. David was with his 300 mighty men. They were fleeing in the wilderness. He was an older man by this point. He obviously had grown children. His son was old enough to lead this rebellion against him. He was a grandfather. And he's fleeing from the Lord, and he's outnumbered greatly. If Absalom had sent the entire army of Israel out after David, they probably would have captured him and killed him. But God prevented that because God had willed that David remain on the throne. And so he says, there are many who are my foes. There are many who are rising against me. There are many who are saying of my soul, there's no salvation for him in God. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me. See, that's what matters. It doesn't matter who's against us. It doesn't matter what the world says about us. It doesn't matter, you know, how many people doubt whether we're going to make it or not. What matters is whether or not the Lord is for us. Is the Lord our shield? Is the Lord our glory and the lifter up of our head? If we're in Christ, if we trust in Christ, if we belong to the Lord by faith, then this is true of us. He is a shield about us. He is our glory. He is the lifter of our head. We cry aloud to him and he answers us. Every time we lay down and sleep, It is because God gives us that rest. Every time we wake again, it is because the Lord sustains us through the night. And so we do not need to be afraid. Now, you may be in a situation where you think, I've never had many thousands of people setting themselves against me all around. I'm not that important. I don't have a bunch of enemies. But here's what you do need to know. If you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you do have enemies, even thousands of them, because the world is against Christ and his kingdom. Satan and his minions are against you and your faith and your salvation, and your own flesh rages against God and against Christ and against you and your own salvation. So you do, in fact, have enemies. And many of these psalms that talk about our enemies need to remind us. One of the things Satan can lull us into thinking is, oh, you don't have any enemies. You don't have any opposition. We always do. But the good news is that salvation belongs to the Lord, and he blesses his people. Psalm 4 is written to the choir master with stringed instruments. It's a psalm of David. Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have given me relief when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. O men, how long will you shall my honor be turned into shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call him. Be angry and do not sin. Ponder in your own hearts on your beds and be silent. Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, who will show us some good? Lift up the light of your face upon us, O Lord. You have put more joy in my heart than they have when their grain and wine abound. In peace, I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. We're safe in the Lord. These are 3 and 4 together are a morning psalm and an evening psalm. You can probably see that. They do go together as a pair. And they're here at the beginning of the psalms for a reason. We get the introductory psalms in 1 and 2 that give us the major themes of the book of Psalms, of the blessed man and the kingdom and the king, focusing us on Christ. But then we get a morning and an evening psalm so that we can learn that the rhythms of life are superintended by God's good providence. Here, David is in distress. We don't know the exact nature of the distress. He looks back on a time when God had given him relief in the past, and he calls to God and believes that God, who was faithful in the past, will be faithful to him now. He knows that the Lord has set him apart for himself, and thus he knows that the Lord hears whenever he calls to him. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you belong to God by faith, it's because God has chosen you and set you apart for himself. And so he does hear you when you call to him in the name of Jesus, and he is good to you. He is good to you. There are things in this world that make us angry. You can't be alive in the world and be aware of what's going on and not be angry at times, but don't sin in your anger. Don't let your anger drive you to taking impulsive, sinful decisions. Rather, ponder in your own hearts on your bed, be silent. In other words, trust the Lord. Put your trust in the Lord, because God is the one who shows us good. He shows us so much good that he alone has the power to put more joy in our hearts than an abundant harvest and free-flowing wine. He's the one who gives us safety and sleep. Psalm 5. To the choir master, for the flutes, a psalm of David. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my groaning. Give attention to the sound of my cry, my King and my God, for to you do I pray. O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I prepare a sacrifice for you and watch. For you are not a God who delights in wickedness. Evil may not dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate all evildoers. You destroy those who speak lies. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But I, through the abundance of your steadfast love, will enter your house. I will bow down toward your holy temple in the fear of you. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me. For there is no truth in their mouth. Their inmost self is destruction. Their throat is an open grave. They flatter with the tongue. Make them bear their guilt, O Lord. Let them fall by their own counsels because of the abundance of the transgressions. Cast them out, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield. Now, these kinds of promises that God blesses us, he covers us as with a shield, he spreads his protection over us, it doesn't mean that we don't face trial. It doesn't mean that we're not in distress. It doesn't mean that there aren't times in our lives when it seems hopeless from a human perspective, because David wrote this, and David meant this, and David experienced all of those things. He experienced deep anguish of his soul. He experienced overwhelming opposition. He experienced complete hopelessness from a human perspective. But he never let those things control him. He never let those things dictate to him what he believed was true and what was eternal. He was a man after God's own heart, and by God's grace, he was given the sight to see that he is blessed by God, he is kept by God, he is favored by God, even when his life circumstances are full of turmoil and trial. God orders these things for our good. Somehow, we can't see it in this life, but God orders these things for our good. It is the steadfast love of the Lord that is our hope. Verse 7, I, through the abundance of your steadfast love, your chesed is the Hebrew word here for steadfast love. It's one of the most powerful words in the Bible. I think my favorite Bible words in the Old Testament is chesed, which is the steadfast love of God. And the New Testament is charis, which is the grace of God. The steadfast love of God, the grace of God. That's our hope. And that's our salvation. And that's what draws us into God in worship. And that's what leads us on in this life in righteousness. So let's take refuge in him and sing for joy and trust his promises, no matter what the circumstances of life may bring. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word and for its powerful truth. Surround us with favor as with a shield. By your steadfast love, let us worship you in spirit and in truth. And lead us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. We pray these things, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining me. We're going to be continuing on, and I hope that you'll continue with us as we continue journeying through the Word of God, one chapter at a time. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. Have a blessed day in the Lord.